Hey Jay, it's
Hey,
Moin Pindi.
and hi to your listeners too.
Yeah.
This is Moin Pindi. We're authors and relationship strategists.
Jane, we thought, obviously, during this difficult time, this is very challenging for a lot of couples because for the first time, they are finding themselves locked in the house 24/7.
And it's by no choice of theirs, because at
So,
least when it's holidays, people are doing that by choice. But now we are forced into this whole thing.
We thought let's just come up with some tips, for couples to practice at home on how they can survive this difficult period.
And obviously, because you've been used to, as a couple, to a particular routine before COVID-19 and the whole lockdown period, now you have to get used to a new normal, and that is that of being together, whether you like it or not. And so, as a first tip, the first tip we thought of is to create a new routine. Create new routines as a family or as a couple, and what that means basically is to do stuff, negotiate chores around the house. And we found that with our home, the lady that works and that assists here at home is now no longer coming, because we've asked her to stay at home as part of this process. So now we are faced with situations where we have to, do all the routines that she's been doing, and the stuff that the chores rather that she's been doing. So,
So this is all about being creative, being creative about what you do around the house, because as couples, we no longer go to work in the morning and go to our businesses. We are in the house. So being creative means have things that you're gonna be do that you're gonna be doing for the day. Either you have a picnic, which you normally wouldn't have,
Yes,
because
around the house, certainly.
kids are at school.
Yes.
So have a picnic with the kids. Do things that will even involve the kids as well, so
Yes.
that the day obviously doesn't drag as it would normally
Yes.
drag.
And let the kids read more. Well, not just the kids, you too. Buy books, read more, have a schedule. That's the point with this whole thing. Have a schedule around how you do specifically. Obviously, you're not going to be legalistic about it, but just find a particular rhythm that you're going to use, and which is a new one in this case.
Yes, the second tip is be apart together.
Yes.
That basically mean as much as you are still in the same house,
Yes.
but allow your relationship to breathe a little, because
Yes.
we don't want couples fighting over small things
Yeah.
and stepping on each
Each other's
other's
toes.
toes whilst they are all in the house. This morning, for instance, I woke up and I was watching a movie on Netflix whilst Mo was carrying on with his life. And I really think
Carry on with my life.
this is very important, because we don't want to end up suffocating each other
Yes,
in the relationship.
absolutely.
Sometimes being apart as a couple doesn't there's no harm in that.
Actually, you create new ways of making your relationship breathe, which is a necessity for a relationship even under normal circumstances. So, while the other one is in another room, you can be in another room as well. Do separate things, but you are still together, as
But
well.
it's also important we have to note, do find things that you will also be able to do
To do
together,
together, that is critical.
in the next 20, 21 days,
So important.
because you want your relationship to thrive,
Yes.
during this period.
But also maintain a healthy level of intimacy. This period is a highly emotionally charged period. What happens during this time, people have fears about a whole lot of things. This whole thing is open-ended. The president said that it's 21 days, but we know China went for 3 months. Other places in America, this thing is a huge thing. So, it's open-ended. So, maintain a healthy level of intimacy. Understand that, your partner, connect rather, connect at an emotional level beyond just the physical, so that the physical will be much more meaningful when you connect emotionally. When you meet your spouse or your partner, at an emotional level, you understand that they're going through a certain, whatever the emotions that come with this period, it will be more meaningful, to engage
Absolutely.
physically.
Absolutely. So these are the three tips I wanted to share with the listeners. Next week, we're going to be sharing more tips on how they can survive the 21-day lockdown period.
It's Mo and Pindi signing out.
Bye.
Have a great one.